In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Yeah, I will read just one or two verses from St. John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 5. Verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that Jesus, that God was his Father, making himself equal with Father, with God. Glory be to God. Amen." Yesterday I spoke about repentance and confession, and we noticed how the work of repentance and confession in our life is to beautify our inner man so that we may become truly the queen who are sitting on the right hand of the king. And we spoke about confession. It is in fact not just to make or to calculate or to make an account of your sins, but while we are confessing of our sins, our weakness, we are focusing our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we heard the Lord Jesus Christ himself is speaking about his Father, that he still is working. And the Lord, as the only begotten Son, who is one with the Lord Jesus, with the Father, he also still working. Sometimes we heard, is it important the good works or good deeds or our effort in our salvation? I think there is no place for this question. I can't separate faith from deeds. I give just an example. What about the thief who was on the right hand of Jesus Christ? He saved by his faith or by his deeds? What do you think? Faith. I want you to notice this marvelous person. At that time, almost all the apostles and disciples, all the people who surrounded the Lord Jesus Christ, escaped and left him, except Saint Mary and John, the beloved one, who witnessed practically to the Lord Jesus Christ in the moments of crucifixion, like the thief on the right hand, who was on the right hand. If there is a person like him, he's very marvelous. I can't say he was saved only by his faith. If by his faith, he just prayed in his heart and stopped. And even prayer itself is good deed. Then he revealed his faith by his deeds. When he witnessed to the Lord Jesus Christ, although all the Roman rulers or the authorities or the religious authorities, the high priest, the priest, the Pharisees, all the leaders were against him, even the people were against him, but he perhaps was the only one at that time who was very truly faithful, and he asked the Lord Jesus Christ, "Remember me when I come to your kingdom. Then we can say that the faith of this thief was merely a faith. It is in fact, as St. Paul said, the faith which works by love. He revealed his practical love even while he was nailed or he was bound to the cross, and he had no opportunity to speak or to work at that time. He worked by his tongue, and he witnessed not only by his heart, but also by his tongue. Then we cannot separate faith from work, it is by theory we can say there is faith, there is work. But in fact, there is a unity life. This life is the life of faith and work together. We heard St. James in his epistle saying that faith without work is what? Dead. Then when we speak about faith, we remember St. Paul who said, faith works by love. And St. James who said that faith without work, it is dead. How can we work? What about our deeds? I'll try to give you, I think all of us love stories. And I love stories too much. I tell you a story. It is said once, one of the Americans with his son went to Switzerland. And the son looked to his friends who was in contact with him. They were climbing the mountains. Then he asked his father, Dad, can I climb with my friends the mountains? He said to him, you had no experience in climbing the mountains. It is too hard. I want you to return safe to our country, United States. He said, Dad, but I came here to enjoy climbing the mountains. He said, you have no experience. He said, okay, I will ask my friends how they are climbing the mountains. Then he asked them, how can I climb the mountains safely? They said, oh, it is very easy. There are just two rules. If you truly take care of these two rules, you can climb the mountains. At first, you have how many hands? Two. How many legs? Two. We have four limbs. You must be sure three of the four be fixed on the rock. And then you move by the fourth. And when you fix your two hands, you have to fix one of the legs in the rock. Then you move the other leg. And so on, fix your two legs and one of your hands and move by the other hand. And we have the first rule to fix how many limbs? Three of how many? Four. The second rule, when you are climbing the mountain, you have to bound your waist by a rope, and this rope will be also around the waist of all the group, so that if you slipped from the rope, all the group will lift you up. How many rules? Two. It is in Christianity. Who is the rock? The Lord Jesus Christ, as in the First Corinthians. When I want to work and to climb to heaven, to the holy mountain, I have to be fixed on in whom? In the Lord Jesus Christ. I have to fix my hands and my legs, and I said, this is my rock, and I can't climb to heaven unless I am truly focusing all my inner man, all my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. The second rule, we have to work together. We are bound by the rope of love. If you want to have the good deeds, you have to be bound with your friends, with your colleagues, with the church, the members of the church, through the rope of love. Therefore, if anyone fell down, the others can lift him up. But the two rules to have good deeds. The first rule, what? The first rule, to fix yourself where? In the Lord Jesus Christ. The second rule, we have the bond of what? Of unity and love with the other members of the church. This is the two spiritual rules for fulfilling the good deeds. Second thing in deeds, it is not just formalities. You don't say, oh, I will just pray, I will read the Bible, I will go to the church, I will give some alms to the poor men, the needy, and so on. All these things are very important on one condition. The Lord Jesus Christ said that on the last day he will say, because you are faithful, you will receive the reward. Then the core of our deeds is not the formalities from outside. It is, in fact, the faithfulness to be sincere. I tell you another story. Please, I want to tell you another story. It is said that there was an emperor near Japan. And this emperor was very faithful and a very good person. The ministers asked him when he became very old, you have two sons, whom you prefer to be the king and to inherit your throne? He said, none of them. They are not faithful. I love my country. I want an emperor who is very faithful. Then they said, who will be the emperor? He said, okay, I will choose one of the young people in my country. Can you call all the young men? The young men came. They very happy. Everyone says, oh, perhaps I will be the future emperor. He said to them, I want to choose one of you. I want to choose one of you. I will give everyone a seed. You plant the seed, you water it once a week, and after a year, everyone will bring the plant. I will see the plants, and I will know who will be the emperor. Everyone took the seed, started to take care of the plant. Everyone was coming and said, oh, perhaps my plant is more larger than the others. I will be the emperor. One of them put the seed in the soil, and after a couple of days, it dissolved and became nil. It disappeared at all. He asked himself, what I will do? It died. He said, okay, I will water it, as the emperor or the king said. He tried every week to water the soil. At the end of the year, he hasn't any plant. He asked himself, will I go to the emperor or not? His mother said to him, oh, you were very faithful, you were sincere, you worked hard, you have to go, and don't worry about the result. He took the vessel, there is no plant. On his entrance in the palace of the emperor, all the people were laughing and mocking. Why he is coming? He has no plant, and he bringing a vessel in which there is just some soil. He didn't care. And the king came and looked to all the vessels. When he saw the vessel without plant, he asked, whose vessel is it? All the people started to laugh. Surely the emperor will say many bad words on this person as a lazy person, unsincere, and so on. When he came, he took him in a high place and lifted his hand and said, this is your emperor after my death. How is it? All the people were astonished. Everyone has a great plant, and he haven't any plant, and he was chosen to be the emperor in the future. Do you know what is that cause? Why he chose him? He said, He said, I gave everyone a dead seed because he boiled all the seeds. All the seeds were dead. Everyone changed the seed to bring a very beautiful and great plant. They deceived themselves. But he alone was very sincere and he was very faithful. He put the same seed and it died. And he alone was sincere. Then he said, truly, I trust this man and I trust the empire in his hand because he is very sincere. Then we have to work. Don't care about the result. Don't care about what the people or your friends will say. I am sincere. I have to work. And I am guided by the Holy Spirit who is working in my heart through the work of the church and not to like a dead fish can be passed from side to side. We must be very sincere in our life. When I pray, I don't pray so that my parents see me, or just any of my friends see me, or just to feel that I have some blessing. I love my Lord Jesus Christ. Sincerely, I want the fellowship with him. I speak, as I said yesterday, I speak with him frankly and openly, and I complain myself sometimes. I express all my feelings sincerely without taking just the formalities from outside. The problem of many people in the church or outside the church, they are slaves to their friends. I believe the peer pressure, a kind of slavery. I am working according to their own idea. Yani, unfortunately, many people do not want to be head. They want to be a tail. They do not want to be leaders. They want to be followers. If you are a Christian, the Christian person is a leader. Whatever your age, whatever your education, whatever your situation, every real Christian, in fact, is a leader. And he has, or he works through his inner man, not through the idea or the beliefs of others. If you trust in the Holy Spirit who is working in you, if you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ can guide you to the top, if you believe that you are ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you truly are an agency of heaven, then be sincere in your life, especially in your inner life, when you are at private room, when you are even in the church, at the school, wherever you are. You have to focus your eyes on the Holy Trinity instead of focusing your eyes on your friends. We are in need, truly, to be great leaders. I believe the leader is not the person who is in special position. And don't say, I am not, مثلا, a father or a mother. I am not a priest, I am not a teacher, I am not a principal of a school, I am not a commander in the army. No, any Christian, even children, are leaders. I'll tell you another story. Once a lady called me and said, Abuna, Father, I am in a problem. I said, what? She said to me, you know, I have two children. And they are very quiet, very nice children. But the principal called me and said to me, there is a problem with your kids. When she went to the school and the principal said to her, there is a problem with your two kids. And they are in daycare or primary school. I don't remember. Then she said, how is it? My kids are very polite, very quiet, very nice. She said, this is the problem. We love them. The teachers love them. The students love them. She then said, what is the problem? The problem, she said, every time any of the students does something wrong, one of them brings the picture of the crucified Jesus Christ and said, oh, you are lying. Jesus loves you. Why you are lying? And he is preparing a heaven for you, special place in heaven. Many of the students love them. When they returned home and their parents do something wrong, said, they used, Dad, what are you doing? Why you are lying? Jesus Christ loves you. And they were Muslims. They returned to the school. What are you doing? Is it a missionary school, a Christian missionary school, or it is a governmental school? Then the principal started to ask the students, what happened? The two small kids, little kids, they preach in Christ without any person told them to preach Christianity. Through leadership, I love every Christian, even the little children who are leaders. We don't want here some toys. We want Christians to be leaders. They feel their responsibility. They are very open. They work and trust in the work of the Holy Spirit. They trust in their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They work through this situation as leaders in the church. I tell you another story. Well, you want stories or not? Okay. It is a very, I know it is not real story, but I like it too much. Once there was a king, and this king was very proud. He wants every day to have a new clothes, and these clothes must be very strange, very precious, and he attracted the sight of all the kings and rulers and presidents from all the world. Every king wants, oh, I want to see this king who changes every day his royal clothes. And once some group brothers said, oh, we can become very rich through this king. They went to the king and said to him, Your Majesty, we can bring you special clothes, and these clothes is transparent. Nobody can see it except the person who is faithful and who is successful. And nobody, in fact, had these clothes. But it needs too much money, and it needs also a long time. He said, okay. And he said, they said to him, we take the down payment. He paid a lot of money and said, you will see, you will be the marvelous king all over the world, and you will discover who is faithful in your empire and who is unfaithful. And they started to weave so that they make the clothes. After a couple of months, he asked one of the ministers, can you go to the manufacturing of those brothers and see the clothes? He went, he looked the weavers working. He didn't see anything. He said, if I say I do not see anything, it means I am not sincere and I am not faithful. He said, oh, how beautiful are these clothes. How beautiful, how it is nice, how it is bright. And on they returned to the king, they said, oh, we look the clothes, it is very nice, the unique clothes, and truly it is marvelous. The king became very happy. After another couple months, he sent the prime minister. The prime minister didn't see anything, just the weavers are working. He couldn't say, I can't see it. So that because he was afraid the king will kick him out because he is unfaithful. He said, oh, it is very nice clothes, and so on. He returned to the king and said, oh, I love what the brothers is doing, and surely these clothes are very nice. After another couple of months, the king said, I will go by myself. He went and said, what about the clothes? He said, okay, it is ready. Come here. He took off the outside robe, and they started to cut the clothes and to put it on his body. And then, oh, how bright is this clothes? The king looked to himself. He didn't see anything. He said, if I said that, the people will say, I am not faithful, I am not successful, then they will kick me out from the throne. He said, oh, that is nice. And they make a procession. All the people came from the country, and the great men, state men, and said, oh, how great is this king, how great is his clothes, and nobody see anything. One of the children asked his father, can I see the king? He looked to the king and said, oh, your majesty, why you haven't your clothes, you have the underwear only? Then the king discovered that he was deceived. And all the people were deceived, and they were afraid to say the truth. And this child was great leader who had the courage to say the truth. And from the brothers escaped, and all the people became very shameful that they were deceived by those people. I hope that we must not be deceived. Be brave, be courage, be a leader in the church. Even with your father in confession, we have to discuss everything. If you do not accept, or you do not understand what he is saying, say to him, can I speak with you in this matter? The priest is your father, and it is his pleasure that you enter in very nice argument with him. We do not believe that the priest or any leader just to give orders. Even God himself, he doesn't give order. He wants to enter in dialogue with us, in mutual love through dialogue. Remember how he entered in dialogue with Abraham when he wanted to burn Sodom and Amorah. Remember how he asked in Isaiah, asked the people to come and to enter in dialogue with him so that he would forgive their sins. In fact, works means to be a great leader. Don't belittle yourself. Remember, you are ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ came and worked, and we have to work with him and through or by the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. I want to just at the end to tell the last story, how Jesus Christ is working on our behalf, so that we may work. Who knows the story of the red flower? Anyone knows it? Who knows it? I tell you this story. It is, and the last one. It is said there was a king, and he has a lonely daughter, the princess, and she was a lovely daughter. Every morning she used to open the window, and a bird used to come and sit on her hand and start to sing a song to the princess. And she kept the bird, and the bird flew. Once she became very sick, and she didn't open the window. The bird came, he looked, the window is open. He became very grieved. And he came the following day, afterwards, for a week, he became very upset because the window was not opened, and he didn't see its beloved princess. And he didn't know what can he do. Once the king opened the window, the bird asked the king, "Where is the princess?" He said, "Oh, she is very sick." And the doctor said that the her sickness is hopeless case. And she can't come to open the window or even it hardly speak. He said, "Can I visit her?" He said, "Welcome." The bird went to the room, to where the princess were there, and asked her, "How are you today?" She said, "Oh, I am very sick. It is too hard to speak. I am in need of medicine, but we can't find the medicine." He said, "What is the medicine? You know what the medicine?" He said, "Oh, the doctor said that I have to smell a red flower. Then I will be healed and will be healthy." He said, "Oh, it is easy. I will bring for you a red flower." Then the bird flight went to its friends and said, "Oh, can you bring a red flower to my beloved princess?" They flew all over the world. At that time, all the flowers were white. There is no red flower. Then he returned and became very sad and said, "Oh, I couldn't find any red flower." She said, "Okay, I will die. There is no opportunity to live." He said, "Don't worry. I will find the solution." On the next day, the king opened the window. He looked in the garden, a very beautiful red flower. He said, "Oh, it is a red flower." He ran, he cut it, brought it to the princess. She smelled the flower and said, "Oh, now I am healthy." Joyfully, she ran towards the garden and to look to the sky, to the garden, to the flowers, and said, "Oh, thanks God, he sent to me the red flower." On her way, she asked her father, "Which tree had this red flower?" He said, "This tree." She went to the tree. She found a lot of birds singing very beautiful songs. She asked them, "Why you are singing these songs?" They said, "Oh, you don't know what happened? Look, the bird who loved you too much came near the tree. It pushed its body toward the thorns of the tree. The blood started to flow from its body to the tree, went to the white flower, and it became red to save the princess." Then he, therefore, we sing a lot of songs for him. He is truly your savior. Do you know who is this friend, bird? Jesus Christ. He loved us. We are the princes. He wants us to be the queen. He accepted to die on behalf of us. Therefore, we have to imitate him. He didn't say, "Oh, I will save them," while he was in heaven. He came to our world. He worked on our behalf. Then it is, I think, a mutual love. We say, "As you died on our behalf, we want to sacrifice everything on behalf of you." I hope truly all of us, truly to be serious, faithful, to work on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want another story or enough? Yeah? Okay. The last one. I know I myself love the stories. I told you a real story. Okay? You know His Grace Ambassador Yale, before he was ordained, he was working in where? Honolulu. Mission Honolulu? Applicant? In Honolulu. I tell you a story from Honolulu. One of the kids of who, yani, was ambassadorial, His Grace was her father in confession before he became a bishop. I went to Honolulu, and I think there was about 12 families, and I was astonished when I prayed the liturgy, I found a family came very early, even before the priest, and there was a little young lady, and she started to pray, and all his heart was inflamed with love. When I prayed the liturgy, I looked, this lady was truly very spiritual. Then I asked her mother, after we prayed the liturgy, how your kid, your daughter, became in this spiritual life, and you are in very small community, only 12 families, and there is, at that time, there is no priest. Usually, priests coming from Los Angeles every 10 days. She said, I tell you what happened to my daughter. I want to notice how what happened. When one of the fathers of Los Angeles came, he has two little kids, or and in the same age of her daughter, they started in, yani, created a very close friendship together. Every day, they sent to her a story. Every day, every single day. And once they sent to her this story, which changed the life of her daughter. It is said, when there was a sickness or illness all over the world, and many people started to die, they make many researches, they discover there is a child. If any person took just drop of blood from this child and made it injection to his body, in his body, he will be healed. Then all the people came to the father of this child and said to him, all of us will die. Only we are in need of the blood of your son. Do purify to sacrifice all of us, or you sacrifice your only son, the lonely son. He said, okay, I love all the people. I want to all of them to be healed. My child, it is his pleasure to die, and all of you will be alive. Then they took the blood of the child and gave just a drop of blood to everyone. They became very healthy. He make a memory for to remind what his son did for the whole mankind, and nobody came. Nobody came to say thank you that you sacrificed your son. And he became upset. He sent letters to them, why I gave my son up to you? He died on your behalf, and you never came to say thank you for giving this blood for you. Then they started to return and to apologize and make a kind, a very great feast for this son who granted his blood for the people. Then the two kids make a comment. We do the same thing. The Lord Jesus gave us his blood. We are, in fact, saved through his work. And when we come to the liturgy, we didn't say thank you. We are sometimes say it is boring. Sometimes we leave the mass and go out, although he gave us this blood. This story changes the life of this young lady from this time. I hope truly to be very serious. Do you feel that the Lord Jesus Christ, through his divine work, that he died on your behalf, what you did on his behalf? I think all of us, we have internet, or you haven't? All of you, I know. Do you send some good Christian stories, some verses from the Bible? When you heard any story or any good words, you sent to your friends, or just you are joking and fun, making fun with your friends. It is a talent that you have your computer, you can preach not only your friends, many people, by sending many Christian and spiritual words and stories. I hope truly that I see you great leaders in the church. I want to just at the end say a word. Saint John Chrysostom used to say to his people, you are the bishop. You are a, we can say His Grace Ambassadorial says to you, you are the a. How is it? When you preach to your friends, it is the work, His Grace will be very joyful. His children in Christ are working on behalf of the kingdom of God. Then His Grace cannot enter in the schools or speak with your friends, but you can work. Every person, the child speak with the children, the young people with the young people, the ladies with their friends. When all the church are working together, then the bishop can say, you are the bishop because you are fulfill what is in my pleasure. It is my pleasure that everyone to work, have to work. I hope truly in this year to work hardly, not on behalf of your salvation only, but on behalf of the salvation of all the world. Glory be to God. Amen. If any questions? I want to hear some questions. Well, Habib. Okay. And microphone? Okay.
I'm Marianne Bishara, and I'm from St. George's Church. I was just asking, does that mean if you do sins and you just have faith, can you go to heaven? If you have faith, really good faith, but you still do sins, can you go to heaven?
If you have faith and you are deceived?
No, and you do sins.
Sin. What do you mean by sin?
Like wrong things.
No. Sin means to give your back to Christ. If you do something wrong, but unwillingly, and you return home, do you believe your mom will close the door before you? Yes? You will say, you will see another home, another house? No, I can't imagine it. When you will become a mother, you can't close the door before the face of your daughters. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the lover of all mankind. He wants to be truly the real father, not the judge. It doesn't mean we become lazy or we don't concern about our purity, about our perfection. We do our best. When we feel we did something wrong, we return to the Lord in repentance and confession. Surely He will abolish and He will take away all these sins from our life. Why we practice repentance and confession? Because we are sinners. Every day you say, forgive us our sins. If you or me, I don't do sin, then I am a liar. When I say to the Lord, forgive my sins, it means all of us, we have to confess we are sinners, but our Lord is the forgiver of sinners. Any other question? Thank you very much.